morning. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Let's get into Joe's Need to Know News. Okay, we've been hearing for a while now. Hey, there was a winner of the 1.5 billion Mega Millions jackpot. And we know where it's at in South Carolina, but nobody came forward. So like, oh no, they must have died.
Yeah, or like, they don't happened? Even know that they won.
Yeah, like what if they threw their ticket away?
Right.
Like, Wendy, I told you not to throw away the ticket. Well, guess what? We do know now that there is a winner, and they've claimed the prize of the $1.5 billion, bless you, dollars. And that's only going to be $877 million after taxes.
So
they're going to be really having a hard time getting by with a little less than $1 billion.
They're going to need a GoFundMe.
Yeah, I don't know if we can help them out or not, but we should consider it. But yeah, they actually want to remain anonymous, so we're never going to know who it is. Lottery officials say the winner allowed another customer to make a ticket purchase in front of them. They're like, oh, go ahead, Alex. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
That, what? I don't think I could live with myself.
Oh, my God. I would be fine with that if that was me. I would be mad if it's like I let Alex go ahead of me and Alex won. I'm like, that was my ticket. Alex has my ticket.
Yeah, that's what I couldn't do. I couldn't be the guy that let somebody go ahead of me.
Oh, so, yeah, so there you go. But that's still pretty cool that we finally know who that actual person is going to be.
Would you feel like you would have to track down that person that let you cut them to give them some of that money?
Well, no, it worked for this person, but yeah, if I was the person that like, yeah, no, I know what you're saying. Yeah. I think I'd
be
have
nice.
To, I think I'd have to, I mean, if you have almost $1 billion after cash, yeah, I think you can give them like $10 million, right?
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, cause come on, $1 million's not going to help anybody, but $10 million? That's a start. Okay. A massive fire. This is an incredible story. And actually I'll have some photo and video up on Joe's Need to Know News at joeandalexshow.com. This massive fire nearly destroyed a West Virginia church in the middle of the night. But when digging through the rubble the next morning, firefighters found not a single Bible was burned or a single cross was harmed. How insane is that?
Whoa, I love stories like this.
It's just like, I shall protect the Bibles. But I mean, it's like, even if you're not religious or not, you're like, what are the odds of that happening?
Yeah, that's pretty freaky. Nothing else survived the fire?
No.
Wow.
Like, is that the rubble and it was just that?
And that's like on Ground Zero, like with 9/11, just that one American flag was still standing and nothing else was standing. Like, to me, those types of things, like, are meant to happen.
I feel like this is a Live the Web girl as a young little kiddo. And this video is also going to be up on the Need to Know News blog. It's so cute. She ends up getting in trouble at school. She goes to school in St. Louis. Her mom asked her why she put a boy in a headlock.
What happened at school?
I took a headlock down and Jack and took it down.
You took him down? Why? What did he say? Did he say he wanted to marry you?
Yeah, but kids don't get married, so that's why I put a headlock down in him. And that's why I took him down.
I don't think you're supposed to do that.
That's the greatest thing ever.
No, let's not put headlocks on boys, okay?
Oh, the girl's so cute. She reminds me of the kids in Talladega, and I was like, I'll come at you like a spider monkey.
That is so cute.
Precious. That girl is a badass.
But that is three-year-old Liv right there when a guy tried to pull something. This, I'm sure we'll agree, is the dumbest thing ever, but I just don't understand it. Limos and party buses have been banned at a Lakeland Regional High School in New Jersey. The school district says it is the intent of safety and equality for everybody, as some students aren't able to afford the cost of fancy transportation. Students will now pay $15 to ride a school-sponsored coach bus to the dance, because it's about 45 minutes each way. Here's the, I believe, the superintendent. She's talking about it.
We make sure that the prom, which is 45 minutes away from our campus, we make sure that our students can get to it there and back here safely. We have students from various backgrounds. We have from socioeconomic backgrounds. And we wanted to provide an even playing field for all students.
I get that in general in life, but it's like prom, like I didn't have a limo, but I wasn't like, hey, kids that can afford a limo, you can't have one.
I just feel like this is so overblown and so unfair.
And prom's the time where I think a lot of people, if you do go in a limo, it's the first time ever. Like, how cool is that? You're looking forward to it, and now you're not going to get to. Well, let's find out. What do the students think about this?
Our siblings have done it, older grades have done it, and there's no problem.
It's going to change the experience a lot.
You get a dress, you get your makeup, hair, nails, whatever, and then you get a limo. It's just one of the parts of prom.
And the limo and the party bus is the best part of the night. Like, it's so exciting. It's one of the only, it's some of the kids' first times ever being on a limo, and that's exciting.
The school did say, though, they are going to allow kids to hook up on the bus, so that's good that they're allowing something.
Yeah, I was going to say, how else are they going to be able to pregame for the prom?
No, that will be happening, Liv. I mean,
dude,
the school does care.
Full disclosure, I was so hammered at my after prom. And my mother was working. She had volunteered to like work it. And I was avoiding her all night. She, to this day, probably thinks because I was embarrassed that my mom's working. No, I was drunk AF.
My friends snuck in an entire fifth of vodka into the prom. Like, they checked everyone's purse. I don't know how this one girl that transferred from a public school to our like Catholic private school really stirred things up when
she got that street sense right there.
Yeah, she does. She got that street smart. She snuck it in the bathroom and all the girls all night were going in there to take pulls from it.
Oh my gosh, that is awesome. And finally, I love internet challenges or fads, but I got to call BS even, but I can't test this out because I don't have it. Does anybody have Vans shoes?
Yes.
Yep.
On you right now or just you have them?
I have them.
Okay. Well, what do I got over here? Some Adidas. Have you seen this online? They're saying a new online challenge has people throwing their Vans shoes across the floor to see if they land upright. Vans has no comment on this, so they're not saying if it's true or not, but somebody started it probably just to be stupid on the internet, and they threw their Vans shoes a bunch of times. Every time, lands like shoe up, like the right way.
I feel like that makes sense because they're like bottom heavy, so they're going to land on the bottom. Like, the bottom is like heavy. And like it's like a thick rubber.
Wouldn't any shoe do
that?
That's
what I'm saying. Hold on a second. I'm gonna try my Adidas. You don't think so? What shoes do you have?
No, I have Nikes on right now, but I feel like not all
shoes.
Watch out,
Alex. Hold on. Over her head.
Yep. It landed right side up.
Okay, Adidas also have this cool feature.
I don't know. I don't think so. I feel like some shoes are pretty like lightweight.
What do you have?
I have Nikes on right
now. Toss them. Please.
I've got Adidas too.
All right, toss your Adidas in the air.
Your guys' Adidas are
landed
like,
right side up.
Oh! Liv tosses it.
Oh, sideways.
Told you, mine didn't because mine are running shoes, so they're like super lightweight. So like the heaviest part might be like the laces.
Well, hers are also made in a sweatshop by little kids. That's why.
The weirdest part is that when Liv just took her shoe off and threw it, there was still a foot in there.